WMUC FM College Park.
What's up? This is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. How many songs do we have? Over 9,000!
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Standing there with my shaking hands, peeling myself above your floor. Half of me has died.
And that misty light was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe, makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my listen to me. Why is everything so hazy? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel unready for my love.
This is WMUC FM College Park, and you are tuning into the radio show Unconventional Orthodoxies. It is starting, unfortunately, a little bit late, as this is my first episode on FM, and unfortunately I've suffered a medical injury that really inhibits my walking on campus, so I'm not trying to make this a weekly occurrence, but every Thursdays at 12, hopefully, you will be listening to Unconventional Orthodoxies, the radio show where I try to formulate or curate a playlist where I try to, I guess, not predict, or maybe, I think predict is actually a right word, like more so like just predict the kind of next big pop or just general chart topping or chart or stuff that should be charting on just the general Billboard Hot 100, just stuff like that, just because I think that these artists are really underserved, have a great sound, a unique sound that they're doing very uniquely and deserve to be highlighted in a lot more ways, so... Today, we are going to start off, of course, with our PSA, as per usual. So I'm going to get that started for y'all.
...and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
All right, wonderful. So today's playlist will begin with a great song. I think it was the lead single off of the upcoming album from Amber Mark. It is called Let Me Love You. It's a great, just fun little tune. She's a close friend of Sabrina Carpenter's, but I wouldn't say like their vibe is super similar musically. I think she's a lot more, no offense to Sabrina Carpenter fans, but a lot more unique than what Sabrina Carpenter is offering. So let's just start it off with a great song called Let Me Love You.
Stop it, this way that I feel.
And that was Let Me Love You by Amber Mark. I just think that song's super funky, super cute. It's a great song that honestly needs a little more love, like the theme of the song. So next up, we've got an absolute club banger. I think this is one of the singles, not the lead single or the main single, but another great song regardless. It's called Angel of Satisfaction by Rose Grey, off of her debut LP, Louder Please. Came out this year in January, and it's honestly grown to become one of my favorite albums of the year. I think she's a great new artist that definitely needs some more love. She's kind of like, I guess, new, more so the vibes of new Kesha, Slater, if you've known Slater. I think I put her on this playlist before in my previous semester on digital. But this girl is absolutely incredible at making some amazing club bangers. So let's hear it. It's Angel of Satisfaction by Rose Grey.
Satisfaction of setting you ready for the action, baby.
And that was Angel of Satisfaction by Rose Grey. An absolute incredible, my personal favorite on her new record, and just the kind of dance pop, dance club banger that is sorely missing right now off of the Billboard Hot 100. She is a British artist, so I'm pretty sure she's having a lot more success across the pond, but we take those, I guess. So next up, we've got a great, great new artist, an artist that was actually rejected from the popular, I guess, more becoming quite popular girl group Cat's Eye, just kind of like styling themselves K-pop, kind of American K-pop group, K-pop inspired. This song is called Go by Adela off of her newly released LP or EP, her debut EP, The Provocateur. And I think that she's really establishing herself as one of the, if not, well, honestly, one of the best new kind of pop dance kind of banger music that we've seen from a lot of artists try to. We see Demi Lovato's trying to do that right now. But I think she has perfected it from day one, from her first single, Superscar, that I previously played on this show in the last semester on digital. So you're going to see a bit of a trend here. A lot of artists that I have liked who have released new songs or whose songs I want to highlight this semester. And I think this is, it's not a single off the EP, but I think it's a great song that honestly probably has the greatest potential to like do best on the charts. And so that's why I've chosen it here. So this is Go by Adela. Enjoy. And that was the incredible Go by Adela. Honestly, I highly recommend that you put this entire EP on your listening or to listen to if you have like a playlist like that, just because I think it's the best EP of the year. It's the greatest EP of the year, as well as the best new like debut artist of release of the year. I think it's just incredible. Every song is a banger. 7 for 7 she went. And for your entire discography to be incredible is pretty impressive, I think, at this point. And she's an artist that's came out of the gates fully formed, and I will definitely be putting more of her songs on this playlist because I just love her vibe. I love her artistry. Next up, we've got another repeat artist. This is Telenova. So the song is called Tremors, Traces by Telenova off of their LP Time is a Flower. I really, really enjoy this track. I think She had an awesome build-up, incredible production. The voice, as always, is mesmerizing. I believe I put Bones and Tranquilize off of their EP on my previous playlist, but I really like this one off of their LP, so that's why I've had it. I've got it up. So this is Tremors, Traces by Telenova. And that was Tremors, Traces by Telenova, an incredible Australian indie pop, indie rock band that really deserve a lot more love just because of how incredible their production is, the vocals are. I think the piano, the violin, just the usage of real instruments is just incredible, and they do it amazingly in a really, really fun way. Next up, we've got Echo by Yule off of their new album, Evangelic Girl Is a Gun. This album is also really incredible. I think this was also a single for the album. Yule is a Singaporean electronica kind of artist. I think they've got a very unique vibe. I would style them somewhat in the way of like Arca or FKA Twigs kind of vibe. But they've got not just the electronica, but also like sort of rock or even metal inspired kind of music, as well as like 80s. I think they've got a really great combination, and you're going to hear it on Echo by Yule. And that was Echo by Yule. I just love their vocals on that, the unique production, all that. It's just another great album that came out this year, Evangelic Girl is a Gun. Title track is incredible. This song is incredible. The whole album is really well done. And yeah, all right. So next up, we've got Doing It Too by Rochelle Jordan. Rochelle Jordan just released their latest album, Through the Wall, this past Friday. This was one of the singles to promote the album, and this is very much so house-inspired R&B, just, I think, at its absolute peak. It's one of the best records this year for sure, and no one is doing it like Rochelle Jordan, but let's see how we're going to be doing it too. All right. Yeah. And that was Doing It Too by Rachelle Jordan. Just, like I said, an incredible house, R&B infused, rap infused track. And I think that she's just, no one's doing it like her, even though we all want to be doing it too. I think just super clever lyricism, super clever production. She's just an absolute banger of an artist. Next up, we've got a song that is, it's probably one of the bigger songs that I've played on today's show, or from a bigger artist at least. This is Unconditional by Jade. So Jade also recently released her debut LP, That's Showbiz Baby. This was the single, or the track, I guess the album single that came out with the album, is being pushed with the album. And it's just an incredible 80s inspired, with the synth, with the vocals. I think it's an incredible track. Reminds me of the stuff that my mom would listen to, kind of like the Pet Shop Boys and all that, that I've been put onto by her. So I put her onto this. She loved it, and I hope you guys will love it as well. This is Unconditional by Jade. Apologies, that was actually the wrong song. That was iPod Touch by Nina Jirachi, which is the upcoming song, but I don't know what's going on. Just bear with me for a second with some technical difficulties, and thank you.
Take a seat, this is your anthem.
And that was Unconditional by Jade. I think, like I said, incredible 80s synth. That little boom, boom that she does with the production there is just addicting. It's such a hook. It's hypnotizing, mesmerizing. Everything you want out of a pop song, honestly. I think she's pretty big in the UK, needs to and deserves to be bigger in the US and beyond, and is definitely an artist that I will be seeing live here in America when she does come to tour in America in February in the DMV area. So I'm very excited for that. Next up, we've got the song that you guys were accidentally teased to just because of the technical difficulties earlier. This is called iPod Touch by Nina Jirachi off of her new album, I Love My Computer. I think this is a really fun little like electronic album, just very much so leaning into the electronica vibes. Like, believe the production is all done by Nina Jirachi herself, and it's just very reminiscent of like the mid-2000s kind of vibe, similar to Pink Panthers, but very much so more electronica, leading really into that technological vibe that that does define the 2000s. So that's why the song is called iPod Touch. So I hope you all enjoy it. And that was iPod Touch by Nina Jirachi. I think it's a very nostalgic track, just reminiscing about childhood, finding a song for the first time. And I hope that's what I'm doing for a lot of you here, just finding new songs, new artists to listen to. Just very enjoyable in that sense. So I definitely also recommend listening to that LP fully through, just because she's got some incredible transitions. Like, this iPod Touch song does transition into the next track on the record absolutely seamlessly. And of course, I would if I could play it here, but I do want to have some variety. And speaking of variety, next up we've got After Body by Jay Stevens. It's another artist that I placed on my playlist in my previous semester as a digital DJ. I think the song is really fun. I believe it's the lead single off her second LP, Sellout 2. And it's I would say it's a sequel to the song Body Favors in a way. I really enjoy this song. I think it's incredible. She's just got a super fun, super unique vibe. An artist that should absolutely be much bigger than she currently is right now. So let's do some streaming for her. This is After Body by Jay Stevens. And that was the incredible After Body by Jay Stevens. I honestly think that this record, or this song specifically, is incredible. It's one of the best pop songs of the year, best pop R&B infusion. She needs to be bigger. Guys, let's make her bigger, please. She's releasing pop like nobody is. And to wrap it up, finally, fortunately, did get cut a little short just because of my unfortunate tardiness due to my medical injury. But we're wrapping it up with an interesting, just a little fun, silly song that I found on Instagram scrolling reels. This is called Handsy by Kyra Mashida. Very silly song, very poppy, dancey, dance pop kind of vibe. Very short, great song, I think, to end it off. Her debut EP is coming out tonight at midnight, alongside Life of a Showgirl. I think that's really funny. But yeah, good luck to her with her future as an artist. This is one of her first singles, I believe. So I'm rooting for her. I think she's got a really fun, unique vibe. This is Hansi by Kyra Mashita. And that was Hansi by Kyra Mashita. And this is Diego Garcia signing off with Unconventional Orthodoxies. Hope you enjoyed my playlist this week. And I will be back to see you guys all next week. Next Thursdays, every Thursday at 12 p.m. Have a great rest of your week, guys. Thank you again.